You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For Project Spurs, I'm Paul Garcia, and this is the Spurs Cast. In today's episode, I'll be discussing Devin Vassell's new 5-year contract extension, media day, and the first practice for the San Antonio Spurs. Let's go to jump right into this episode. So I recorded a week ago, and I know that we have been doing the Spurs Cast bi-weekly every 2 weeks, but now that training camp's here and media day has begun, the season is here, so we'll be doing Spurs Cast episodes every week. So I was just in San Antonio for media day on Monday. I'm back home, and so now I can start discussing everything that's going on, and there's been some news regarding Devin Vassell. So let's go ahead and jump right into this episode. The big news first is Devin Vassell's contract extension. If you've listened to the Spurs Cast episodes over the summer, either by myself or when I had guests on like Colin Reed from Project Spurs, we've been very confident that the Spurs and Devin Vassell were going to eventually agree to some sort of contract extension before the deadline, which was before the regular season begins. And so this news first came from Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN on Monday evening after media day. Woj reported that the Spurs and Vassell agreed to a 5-year, $146 million extension. Michael Scotto of Hoops Hype had some more details. He says that the contract has $135 million guaranteed, $11 million in bonuses, and there's no options in the deal. And then just right before I recorded, I hit record, I had just seen Bobby Marks. I just checked Twitter one more time or X one more time. And Bobby Marks of ESPN actually got the contract details, because I was originally in my notes, I was going to say we don't know Devin's contract numbers just yet. But Marks was able to get a hold of those, and so he put those available for the public. And so here's how Vassell's contract breaks down. In year one, which is next offseason, is when it begins in 24-25, he's going to earn $29.3 million, which is 21% of the cap. Then it descends. It goes down. $27 million the following year, $27 million the next year, and then $24.6 million in that fourth year, and then $27 million in the final year, in the fifth year. And what's interesting about that $24.6 million in the fourth year is that, according to Dave McMiniman of ESPN, he says that follows a long time along the lines of when Wemby's potential extension could happen as well around that fourth year for Vassell. So that's very interesting that the Spurs kind of shaped his contract that way. And again, it's a really good deal for Vassell, and then also for the Spurs, because like I said, it kind of declines almost like how Keldon Johnson's deal did as well. And you know, if he makes that jump to become like an all-star this season or the next few seasons, well, then they've actually got him to a deal that's like kind of, you know, actually below what an all-star player would make. So it works out for both sides, because we know he hasn't quite got to that level just yet. And then we know that he had some injury history last year. But again, you've seen continued growth from Vassell each season. He's continued to improve there with San Antonio. And so he was able to sign that deal. Just some other notes regarding the contract. This deal was only allowed because the new CBA came into place. Yeah, if you know, one of the things we discussed here on the Spurs Cast about the new CBA was that in the past, on the previous CBA, the Spurs would have only been able to give Vassell a 4-year extension, like Derek White got, like DeJounte Murray and Keldon Johnson all got. But now with this new deal, this new CBA that got passed in July, the Spurs were able to give Vassell that 5th year on the contract extension. So that worked out well for them with that new CBA. And then they're also projected to still be a cap space team next offseason. So if the Spurs don't bring back any of their free agents, and they get the, right now what Vegas would say, the 4th pick, and then also the 8th pick from the Raptors, because they get the Raptors' pick after 7, but between 7 and 30, they could have $24.7 million in cap space next summer. Now, let's say that the Spurs let all their free agents go next summer. They also get the fourth and eighth pick. And then also they waive players on non-guaranteed deals. These are players like Devontae Graham, Julian Champagne, and Charles Bassey. Then the Spurs could open up to $37.7 million in cap space. So again, they could be a real player there in free agency next year, where if let's just say San Antonio opened $37.7 million, that would allow them to sign a max player with 0 to 6 years of experience in the NBA. So again, there's a lot of financial flexibility going forward, even with Vassell's number here at 29.2 or $29.3 million beginning next season. And then regarding Vassell, he basically said on Tuesday after practice that he's very blessed to get this kind of deal from the Spurs, that he really wants to stay in San Antonio. This is where he wants to be right now in his career. So you know, it worked out for like I said, for both sides. And again, the Spurs continue to have some financial flexibility going into next summer. If they want to be, like I said, like a player in free agency, they want to try to sign some players like with 0 to 6 years of experience, they can offer a max contract, or even, you know, continue what they did this past summer, which is being a team that brings in players via trade. They would have a lot of cap space to do that as well. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through some of the main takeaways from Media Day and also the first day of Spurs practice. So like I said, I was in San Antonio on Monday with the media. So we got to see Coach Pop spoke with the media. Then so did Devin Vassell, Jeremy Sohan, Victor Wembanyama, Zach Collins, and Keldon Johnson. So I'm just going to get, some of these players and Coach Pop, I might just like read their entire quote, or I'll just kind of summarize what they said and what were some big takeaways for me. And then, like I said, the Spurs had their first day of practice on Tuesday. I wasn't in person for that one, but the Spurs did provide the audio and video. So I was able to listen to the interviews with Trey Jones and Devin Vassell. And so I'll kind of go through some takeaways that I got from Trey Jones as well. So let's first begin with Coach Pop. He was the first one to speak with the media on Monday morning. So here's some of his takeaways. One, he says that, you know, regarding Victor Wembanyama, he says that the coaching staff first wants to kind of get a feel of where on the floor Victor likes to be out on the floor, kind of almost like backing off a little bit, letting him do his thing, kind of seeing where he's most comfortable out on the floor. And also at what position is he more comfortable playing? So they're going to kind of give him some time to figure out, you know, how does he best play out on the floor? Where is he most comfortable? Now, regarding the other Spurs players, they already know those players because most of them were on the team last year. So they're going to, you know, they might start working with them very quickly compared to Wemby in terms of, like, you know, guidance and you know, where they want him on the floor and things like that. So again, that was one thing that Coach Pop mentioned about Victor, that they're going to kind of just watch him, see how he performs out there and kind of get a feel for where he likes to be out on the floor. Pop and several Spurs players could just continue to harp on defense. They said that, you know, this is going to definitely be a focal point this season. They were not happy with where they finished last year. If you go back to a year ago, they were dead last. Actually, Vassell mentioned that we're dead last on defense. They allowed 119.6 points per 100 possessions. And then also Pop just mentioned Keldon Johnson, says that he's really challenging to be a better defender. Keldon as well said he knows he can be a better defender. So that's one of his objectives this coming season is to show that he can be a better defender out there on the floor. And then something Trey Jones mentioned was that how last year it just seems like teams were just kind of getting by the Spurs on defense. They really didn't challenge them much. And so this year he says, you know, they really want to make teams feel them. It's going to be they wanted to make it tough for teams to try to get by their defense this year. So again, all the players and Coach Pop were all talking about how defense is the number one priority in this season. And of course, when you add a player like Wemby, who, you know, he's going to bring a lot defensively. And I'll read a quote here in a bit that I liked hearing from Trey Jones about Wemby's defense. That's going to definitely change the Spurs' defense. Just the fact they have an anchor back there coming in this coming season, who's going to really have an immediate impact on that end of the floor. So that's one thing that the Spurs and the players and the coaches were really harping on was defense. That's going to be a key priority for them. Now let's talk about winning. Coach Pop said, you know, at this point a year ago, Coach Pop was kind of talking about more. It's more about development, and we want these players to learn. This year, he says that wins are part of the process. That it's not just about developing and learning. That yes, they want those things to still happen, but this year, here was his quote. He said, "Winning is as important this year as learning was in the past." So, if we recall last year, the Spurs only won 22 games. So again, when he says winning, we're not sure if he's talking about, you know, immediately playoffs, but he just wants to see better, you know, the team wants to see better progress than just those 22 wins last year. So we know that Vegas, their over under is 29.5 wins, which would still be 14th out West, but again, it definitely be 7 wins better than where they finished a year ago. So that would definitely be something this year, is that wins are a big priority for the team compared to last year. And while still developing the young players and learning in the process, they again, winning is a key focus for the team as well this year. Regarding Jeremy Sochan, Pop just talked about how he's a very versatile player, how the sky's kind of the limit for him. He has like so much untapped potential about where he can be on the floor. He says that this season they're gonna play him at different positions. You might see him at small ball five in lineups. There's just a lot of different places that he can be. Sochan's a very versatile player out there. So that's kind of one thing Pop mentioned about Sochan. And then lastly, Pop was kind of asked about how with the addition of Wemby, we know Wemby's going to start. So that could mean that somebody from last year's team who was a starter is going to end up having to go to the bench. We don't know who that player is, that fifth player. But, if we just look at the lineup right now, we would assume Wemby's the starter at the four, Zach Collins at the five. And then it's like those other three players. So I would assume, after giving this extension, Devin Vassell starting as well somewhere on the wing. And I know we've had those discussions on this podcast before about, is it Sochan who goes to the bench? Is it Trey Jones? Is it Jeremy Sochan? And so, or Keldon Johnson. So again, there's a lot of different options of one of those starters from last year, Wendell probably going to the bench this year. And so when Pop was kind of asked about that, about if, are the players ready to handle that?
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And one of those starters, after getting to start last year, he had this quote that was very key. He said, if Manu Ginobili can come off the bench, anyone can. Okay, so that was definitely Pop saying, basically, like, if you were happy about your starting spot last year, you got to let your ego go, because, the team added Wemby this year. And so there's going to probably have to be someone who ends up going to the bench from last year's squad that was in the starting lineup, if they want to stick with that more traditional lineup of Wemby at the four and Zach Collins there at the five. Devin Vassell, he had something interesting that he noted. He says that this past summer he worked out and played some pickup runs with Kevin Durant. So again, that's just going to only make, have a big impact for him. Just getting to see a player like Kevin Durant, who's going to be a future Hall of Famer, getting to work out alongside him. That's going to be a good possibility for Vassell there. And then regarding his knee injury last year that really hampered him, where he only played in less than 40 games last year, Vassell says his knee is fully healthy, that there's no injury concerns for him. Jeremy Sochan did mention that he was asked if he's going to continue to shoot the one-handed free throws, and he says he is going to continue to do that. And as we saw last year, he started experimenting with that shot back in December. And then if you look at his data from January to March, he shot over 73% in each month following that one-handed free throw form. So that will be something that Sochan continues to show or use, that one-handed free throw form. And then, he was asked as well about, what if there's a situation where you need to be the point guard? And he says that, he's basically open to it, that he may not be the point guard, but he's ready to, start running the offense, initiate at times, bring the ball up the floor. And he says, just like any, when it's something new for you as a player, there's going to be some ups and downs. It's not always going to be perfect. But Sochan mentioned how, he's definitely ready to take that on. If the team wants him to run point up there or bring the ball up and initiate the offense, he's definitely ready to do that. Wemby, when he was asked about, are you a four, are you a five, where are you most comfortable, he basically said he doesn't want to be boxed in. He said the best way for me to help the team is not put me in a box. We know we're going to make something original. So basically he's saying, he's a very versatile player as well. He can play inside, outside. And I'm going to read again a quote by Trey Jones here in a bit that kind of talks about Wemby's versatility, but he doesn't want to be pigeonholed in one specific position out on the NBA floor. Wemby also said that Tony Parker and Boris Diaw have both been really good about giving him advice since he's been, since he's joined the Spurs. He reaches out to them a lot and they give him advice. He mentioned in terms of his strength that he's added 10 to 15 pounds since coming to San Antonio after the summer league concluded, since he moved to San Antonio. He's been working out with a lot of the players there in San Antonio. And he mentioned that he's added 10 to 15 pounds. And then he also discussed how much his health and his physical fitness have just gotten better just in these few months of being in San Antonio, because at the NBA level, they have such good training resources and health resources, and you know, the amount of resources they have compared to over where he was in Europe. And so he's saying that that's already showing. I mean, he already feels better, and just the metrics and data that he's getting on his body are just so much better already in these last few weeks that he's been in San Antonio compared to his entire career, you know, working out and playing overseas before. And then, like I mentioned, Trey Jones, his first media interview was on Tuesday after the Spurs' first practice. Just to hear some of his takeaways. He says that he mentioned how he's already started to throw some alley-oops to Wemby, and he just basically says that, you know, the ball doesn't have to be perfectly placed for Wemby, that he's gonna find his best spots. But when there's a bigger margin of error. I think Jeff McDonald, the San Antonio Express, was the one who asked the question where you know, you just kind of put the ball in that area for Wemby, and he's gonna be able to get that alley-oop and dunk it for you. And so again, that's going to be key for Jones and Wemby to build some chemistry, because they're going to run in the pick and roll a lot together, assuming that Jones is starting there in the starting five. Jones kind of mentioned what Jeremy Sohan mentioned about just kind of how a lot of different players are going to bring the ball up the floor, not just him as the sole point guard. Jones, he said this, he said, 1 through 4, 1 through 5, sometimes we'll see a bunch of different guys bringing up the basketball. So that was on him just saying that the Spurs just, you know, whoever gets the rebound, you just initiate the offense, you take it down, you start getting the team into their sets. Jones also mentioned how at this new practice facility called the Rock, that that a lot of the Spurs veterans have been around already, like just on opening day of practice. He says Tim Duncan was in the building, Manu Ginobili was in the building, and Sean Elliott. So he says that, you know, it's a place that not only the current Spurs can work out and, you know, and improve their game, but also they'll see a lot of the veterans still kind of hanging around the gym and coming by to provide some tips and guidance for the young players. And now here are some key quotes that I wrote down from Trey Jones that I found very interesting. First, let's talk about how he described Wemby on offense. He says this: he gained so much attention just being 7'5", having the talent, having the ability to get to the rim so easy. He's able to make the reads when help side comes over, or when he draws defenders in, he can dictate the backside to get an open look. So that was Jones just talking about the versatility and how much of a challenge it is for a defense to guard Wemby. Zach Collins also mentioned how in open runs, he's actually been on Wemby's team and then also against him. And he talked about how it's so difficult to guard Wemby just because of the fact that he does things that, you know, a typical big man isn't supposed to be doing, like step back jumpers and all these different kind of spins and things like that. So there's Trey and Trey Jones, and then also Zach talking about Wemby's uniqueness there on offense. And then here's Trey Jones on Wemby's defense. He says he's very long, very tall. He can get to a lot of shots and affect them, whether it's a block or just changing up someone's shot. He affects the game in so many different ways. So again, that was Trey on Wemby's defense. And so again, that's where I say about, you know, yes, they were last year, but they should see some improvement. Just the fact that they're adding Victor Wembanyama there on the floor, because like Trey says, yes, he may not get every single block out there, but he's going to get, you know, he's going to alter shots. It's going to be hard when you have when there's a 7-foot guy coming to try to block your shot or at least to deter your shot. And so that's going to definitely have an impact on those players that are attacking, just like we've seen with other players who are known as shot blockers in the league, like Brooke Lopez, Jaren Jackson Jr. Just the fact that their presence is there in the paint, those kind of players that have all that length, that it can alter a player's form there on layups or dunk attempts or floater kind of attempts. So again, those are some key takeaways from Trey Jones's interviews. And then the last topic was, there was some roster moves over the weekend for the Spurs before they began training camp on Monday, or media day on Monday. So they waived a few players, and then they also signed a player for training camp. So let's talk about who they waived. So the Spurs, over the weekend, they did waive Reggie Bullock, Seth Milner Jr., and Raekwon Gray. And then they also signed Charles Bediako, I think is his name. Okay, so let's first talk about Bullock. So Bullock, it was reported that he agreed to a contract buyout with the Spurs to become an unrestricted free agent. Now, since that happened, we've learned that he's going to end up signing with the Houston Rockets. I'm interested to see how much the Rockets are offering him, if it's just the veteran minimum, or if they actually have the $7 million room exception available. So maybe they're giving him more than what a typical player who gets bought out would get, more than the minimum. We don't quite know just yet. That hasn't been leaked to the public about how much Bullock gave back in the contract buyout. It's typically usually about the veteran minimum, which is about $2 million this year. So really, once we get those details, the Spurs are probably on the hook this season for $9 million of Bullock's $11 million salary, is what it looks like right now. But again, we haven't got the final contract details. So Reggie Bullock is waived. So now the Spurs still need to waive or trade one more player in a guaranteed deal. Again, because they have a 19-player roster going into training camp, But because he hasn't been available for the team, we haven't seen it since last season, going back to an injuries for him. That was Ken Burch, who was acquired in a trade. So right now it still looks like Ken Burch is the most likely player to get waived or traded. But again, we'll see what happens in training camp as the team goes to these five preseason games. And they have time until they have to make that decision. Regarding Seth Milner Jr., as he was waived, that opens up a two-way roster spot because remember, he had just signed a two-way roster spot with San Antonio. So now there's one open two-way roster spot available. Raekwon Gray, as I mentioned on last week's podcast, that wasn't too surprising that he got waived. It was more so probably a move to allow him to join the Austin Spurs later on in the future. And then Charles Bediako signing, he signed a training camp deal. He's a 6'11 big. If you watch the Spurs in the summer league this past summer in Vegas, he was out there on the floor a lot for San Antonio. He played pretty well in his minutes that he got with the Spurs. And so regarding Bediako, again, I think that he could end up either on the Austin Spurs roster if he ends up getting waived here in training camp, or he could end up getting that last two-way spot, and maybe he's there available for the Spurs on a two-way spot because they have it open and he's the only player who got an invite to training camp. So San Antonio currently has 19 players in training camp, and again, they will have to trim that roster down before the first game of the regular season. So you know, after like about 2 months of no news since free agency ended in July, there was a bunch of news in these first few days of training camp beginning and media days. So again, Vassell's extension is official. The team announced that on Tuesday afternoon. And then now basically every day the Spurs will be having practice. You'll probably start to see if you check online from different Spurs reporters and media, you know, just quotes about from different players that are happening in after practices. And then the first preseason game is next Monday, October 9th at OKC. So again, that's when we'll get to see this team actually take the floor. We'll see who plays in that first opening game for preseason. So thank you for listening to this episode of the SpursCast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, rate, and review on YouTube and your favorite podcast apps. This episode was written, recorded, and produced by Paul Garcia. Music for this episode was written by Vincent Garcia. Thank you. Have a great day.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.